much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
There he is. How's it going, boss man?
Enough chit chat. Is everything in place for version 2?
Yep. We're keeping everything from version 1 that made them miserable, adding a bunch of new stuff that they'll hate.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Lightning 100 with the Pretenders and stop your sobbing. No need to be crying. 4th of July is coming up. I'm David Hall. Glad you're listening today, and I hope you'll be listening Sunday night when the 4th of July weekend is winding down. At 7 o'clock, we'll have another great music. Mother damn it.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
I don't know what a hollaback girl is. All I know is I want her dead.
And now.
This is fun. It's a fun party. No question about it. This is a fun situation. Hey, you guys are here. The fun continues, nay, increases.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 27th of September.
How long has this show been on the air today?
Did I already screw up?
No. Just asking.
A minute?
How far into the program are we?
You mean including the 5 o'clock thing?
Yeah, including everything.
Okay. So
from the start of the show to now.
36 minutes.
Why have we not heard the moment with from yesterday yet?
Okay.
How are we on the... Thank
and
you.
Now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat. That
do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course
they
do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where do you think the orbit around a planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Huh.
Right?
That really happened.
I mean, it did.
How's it sound to you as you hear it back, Kevin?
Incredibly stupid, Bean. Thank you for asking.
It was a moment that made us gasp.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I was thinking?
Sure.
For some reason, I was thinking that there's the atmosphere, mm-hmm. and then right at the edge of the atmosphere is the orbit, and okay. then outside the orbit is space.
That's where space
there's no
begins?
Such okay. there's no such thing
right.
as an orbit.
Well,
that's not a thing. That's not a place.
You thought it was like layers of skin. That's how
Thank
space
you, Allie.
Worked. Okay.
Of incredibly stupid. I'll give you that right
sure.
now. When you say it that way, it
okay.
sounds dumb. Or when you say it how I did yesterday, it sounds really
even
more dumber,
dumb. Yeah.
yeah.
And you
yeah,
were, so. And I, you seemed like you were really amped up to butt in and point out how ridiculous it was that I suggested they might put satellites in space too. Like you were really calling me on it.
I mean, I sort of was.
Could yeah. I hear it again in case I missed some of the subtlety of it?
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course
Where
they do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
Kevin.
How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where
Let's
do you
focus
think
on that.
The orbit around space. A planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I think my favorite part is Allie going, Kevin.
Yeah.
Mean.
Not really disappointed, but just feels bad for me.
And a little exasperated.
Of course.
It's the end of the show. Can
I mean,
we
really.
Go?
Kevin is the video you see of the raccoon that gets his head caught in a jar. And you just look at me and go, oh, come on, that's sad.
Yeah. It's my life.
Well, have that standing by, because I'm sure Ralph's going to want to hear it to make sure, when he gets here, he's going to want to hear it to make sure he heard it right, too. So we may need to revisit that a few times today.
So no questions before during the story, okay?
Okay.
Oh. All right?
What? Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So I wake up and it's 5:20. Now, my drop-dead time of leaving to get here on time mm-hmm. is 5:10.
Latest you can possibly leave.
Right. So it's 5:20.
Ugh.
And I full-on panic.
Yeah.
And I usually take a shower, and I brush my teeth, mm-hmm. and I turned on the shower and took a shower for literally 14 seconds.
Okay.
Turned it back off, brushed my teeth, threw on my clothes, grabbed an energy bar, ran to my car, got in my car, headlights were on, car doesn't start. Oh, my God, why today?
Oh.
Run back in, get my wife's car's keys, turn the car around, set it up, use the cables, jump my car, take her keys back in, and I'm doing this at full-ass speed.
Right.
Is there such a thing as full-ass speed?
There is. Sure.
We'll allow it.
Okay. So then I run back in the house. I put the keys there. I run back out. I get in my car, and I drive to the stop sign. And at the stop sign, I stop, and I text, because I need to let you guys know.
Obviously.
That I'm going to be really late.
Sure.
And now I will let Chip read the first two texts.
Car wouldn't start. Jumped it. 5:45, which means he'll be here on 5:45.
Right.
And then disregard.
Yep. Disregard. I woke up to those and was very confused.
I also did. My alarm went off at 3:30, and I saw a text. I thought it was an emergency or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
So 3:30, you saw that, Chip?
Yep.
Take it away, Kevin.
Well, that's before 5:20 when Kevin woke up.
Go ahead and pick it up here, Kevin, if you wouldn't mind.
I was...
In Hawaii?
I was in my car. And at the stop sign was the first time I looked at a clock. What's and it was the clock in my car. It was the clock in my car. And the clock in my car said 2:20. I mean 3:22.
Yeah!
The clock in my car said 3:22.
Oh, wow. So
and I was so, A, so worried about me, but B, so happy I could go back to bed for a little bit.
Relieved.
Turned back around, went back home, got in bed.
Where did 5:20 come from in the beginning?
It was in my bedside clock, where I set my alarm. So then I looked, it was also set at January 1st, so I assumed that we lost power or something. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. That's the missing piece.
I don't
right
know,
there.
But there's clocks everywhere.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I have a phone with me. There's But I just didn't look because I was in such a
hurry. No, you were in the zone.
So I was sitting in my car at a stop sign at 3:22.
Yeah.
Now, the
so
part
that
about your
happened.
The part about your car not starting, that was right. true?
Yes.
So at least
why today of all days? I was so angry. Like, why couldn't the car work today?
Yeah. But at least, though, when you got up at the correct time to come to work, at least now your car had been jumped already and it started.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would have been late had you actually gotten up at the regular time.
Right.
And your car would have been dead.
So in a way, it was me being responsible.
In a way, it was you fixing the problem before you needed to.
Right.
That's all you did. You just got there a little early.
Kev Dog.
By the way, when Bean stops making fun of me for this kind of stuff, I need to worry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it worked out for you, though.
It did work out for me.
You left out the third part of the text.
What was the third
part? So it was car wouldn't start, jumped it, 5:45. Next one, disregard. Next one, don't say anything to Bean. Okay. All right.
Because I wanted it to be a surprise for him when I told it on the air.
Thank you for the generous gift.
So
why has it Kevin's life been optioned for a movie?
I'd watch it.
I mean, it is quite cartoonish.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But there was a real sense of relief and calm, and I get to go back to bed for a little bit. That's awesome.
It's good that you could.
I must have felt great.
I didn't sleep, but I just rested.
In a big morning.
After such a just crazy start to my day.
Kevin did more before 3:30 a.m. than the rest of us will do all day.
Thank you, Bean.
Very impressive.
See, Bean's taking my side again. This
he is.
Me.
This is very concerning.
All right, so that's me.
All right, keep doing what you're doing.
Right? Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is disappointing, again.
It's Wednesday, so we got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Which everybody loves, everyone.
Everyone.
Bar none.
100% of the people on the show in particular love it.
That's correct. Omar reviews This Is Us.
Yeah.
He came in yesterday and he told us that he had cartoon hate for that show.
Yeah, it's not normal.
And I don't understand that because every single person that I've talked to that watches that show loves it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Doesn't
it's
just
the best.
Like it.
Yeah.
So I watched it last night and it was great.
Right?
What is he talking
he's
about?
He's insane.
So he's going to review This Is Us for us today and he's crazy. Bean's Death Corner on the program today. We've got your tickets for Imagine Dragons as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52.
Hey, Ralph Garman, did you you catch the moment with Kevin? You need to hear it again?
No, I haven't
we already
heard
played it. Twice.
I'd love to hear it.
Oh, good.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course they do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on. How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where let's do you focus think the orbit around space. A planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, that happened.
I'm not That's clear. Can we hear it one more time?
No, we
I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to just work it out in my head.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course they do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on. How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where do you think the orbit around a planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Dog.
I love how he starts by trying to burn Bean.
Right.
Like, do satellites go into space? Like, dumbass. Really? You're going to say that?
Yeah.
Can I remind you that that's not the first time Kevin was confused by space?
That's true. He has a tenuous grasp on how things work.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Gravity turns the ship around. Yeah. That was part I wrote down where I was like, that makes me uncomfortable because what if when that doesn't happen?
Well, gravity's a constant, Kevin. It'll happen.
But yeah, what if it doesn't turn the ship around?
It's a slingshot. Right.
But what if you keep going? There's a lot of what ifs.
No.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? Of all the what ifs, gravity is not one of them.
Right.
Gravity is the one sure thing in this whole equation.
Could you get stuck in gravity, though, is what I'm asking.
Could you get stuck in gravity?
Yes, around the moon.
What does that even mean?
Oh, my God.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Up in gravity. All
right. Kev Dog.
I wasn't here for
Kevin
that.
Kevin worked for NASA. You'd think he would know more.
I wasn't here for that, and I would love to hear it again.
Come on.
One more time.
Come on now.
I was not here.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Gravity turns the ship around. Yeah. That was part I wrote down where I was like, that makes me uncomfortable because what if when that doesn't happen?
Well, gravity's a constant, Kevin. It'll happen.
But yeah, what if it doesn't turn the ship around?
It's a slingshot. Right.
What if you keep going?
Well,
there's a lot of what ifs.
No.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? Of all the what ifs, gravity is not one of them.
Right.
Gravity is the one sure thing in this whole equation.
Could you get stuck in gravity, though, is what I'm asking.
Could you get stuck in
gravity? Around the moon.
What does that even mean?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards, God damn it.
Kevin said, what I meant to say is, could you get stuck in an orbit around the moon?
I have a big problem with orbit, apparently.
Where would that orbit be around the moon, though, Kevin? Would it be on the outside of the atmosphere of the moon? Or would it be in space around the moon?
That's a valid question.
That's not a valid question.
It's not a valid question.
Well, there's no atmosphere on the moon, so there would not be any atmosphere. It's just space.
That is Kev
Dog. All right.
Kev Dog.
That explains it, which then doesn't explain it.
I don't understand
because
gravity.
Because how do you even get to that point?
Gravity and or orbit.
Holy
and or space.
Crap.
Look, we're just lucky the boy is here today, okay? Based on what he had to go through to get in. Let's do Ask a Scientist today. How about that?
And you'll be the scientist?
Right.
People call in with their science questions for you and you'll explain them?
Right.
Whew.
Clearly, that's my strength.
Yep.
Wow.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph. And now Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, let me get my wind back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never change, Kevin.
Oof.
Like I have the options.
These are not advanced concepts.
No. For you.
This is like sixth grade science.
Really?
Fifth grade?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really pay attention in school.
Shocking.
Stuck in gravity.
All right, let's move on. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Just saying. What if you get stuck in gravity? Right?
It's science.
You don't want to be Tom Cruise's roommate. First of all, that
It's that copy of Dianetics he leaves on your nightstand every night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
With a little, bookmark in it saying, read this chapter.
Mm.
Yeah. But also, he's a bit of a neat freak. Director Doug Liman said that he shared a place with Tom Cruise while they were filming the movie American Made in Atlanta. Which I can't understand why they would have
to do that. Why would you share a place?
Is there a shortage of apartments?
They have bunk beds?
I hope they did.
Right? That's crazy.
And he said it wasn't your average bachelor pad. He told the New York Daily News that Tom made up a chore chart.
What?
Yes.
Ordered Doug to rewash dishes if they weren't clean enough. And was a stickler about keeping the bathroom sparkling.
So first day, I'm finding my own place as soon as I see that list.
Yeah. Who's the guy?
I'm moving out.
Doug Liman, director Doug Liman.
The director?
The director of the film, yes.
Come on.
On the bright side, he said Tom gives great birthday gifts.
Oh, go on.
And sent Doug a boatload of candy for his birthday. So
that
Kevin would like
gift.
That. Kevin would like that.
I would like that.
Did you hear the story where Leah Remini said that Tom Cruise likes to have giant hide-and-seek parties at his house?
Yep.
Yeah. That's some creepy-ass stuff right there.
I was kind of in.
Oh, Allie!
That would be fun. Like a huge house. But then I discussed how when I play hide-and-seek, even now, I have to pee immediately when I hide.
Do you play hide-and-seek even now?
Even now?
I did say even now, didn't
I? Yeah.
I meant if you're babies.
When was the last time that you played hide-and-seek?
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's not a euphemism for something you're doing.
Get out of here. This is a loony bin.
This has always been a loony bin.
You got trapped in gravity. You got hide-and-seek over here. You got the island boy. It's a nut house.
It always has been, Ralph.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Meatloaf.
Hey, Ma, can we get some Meatloaf?
70 years old today. And I would do anything for love. We need a little of that. We need a little of that. Tell Omar we need a little of that.
We'll let him know.
I freaking love Meatloaf.
Oh, I freaking love
him too much.
Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 53 years old today. Gwyneth Paltrow, 45. Lil Wayne celebrates his 35th birthday today. Avril Lavigne is 33. And Grace Helbig from YouTube is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Allie, you're our resident Killers expert. Has Brandon Flowers ever regretted the lyrics to that song?
I don't think so.
Hmm. He's so, are we human, are we dancer? Sticking with that, okay with that, thumbs up.
I believe so, because even I, who, it's my least favorite Killer song, I hear it in concert, and I'm like, yeah, everyone's singing along.
That's true.
It's just, people dig it.
I dig it, too. I love that song. It's just dumb as F. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
But I love it. Hey, congratulations to Regina Silos. Thank you so much for listening. Out in Rancho Cucamonga, you have just won a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. We've got them for you all day long here on The Kevin and Bean Show. And right now, it's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head.
Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
Gonna keep it real here and tell you that we haven't done a Bean's Death Corner in a while. You know, the world is so crazy these days that it's hard to get as excited about bad news as I used to. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's a strange thing to say, but for those of you that listen only occasionally, Bean literally has Google alerts on his phone for people who die.
Mm-hmm.
He loves death. I've never met another person in my life that doesn't feel
it. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed.
You're
I am intrigued and interested, certainly. But, you know, just like they say that disaster movies aren't doing very well at the box office right now because the world is such a scary place, that's how it's been with me with death. Oh. I'll see a death and I'll go, too much bad news out there to get excited about this one. You
so
know?
You're saying the world's too bad for you to enjoy your sweet, sweet death?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. For instance, Kevin, maybe you saw this headline. It's everywhere. I'm not even going to do the story about the Russian cannibals. Did you hear about the couple?
Oh, dear.
The Russian cannibals?
No.
I won't even do it. The details are too grisly for that.
Okay,
but if you are interested, please do a Google search yourself for the Russian cannibal story, because it's something else. I will, however, do this one. Stripper from Tampa thought his partner was a cannibal, so he stabbed him in the eyes. I will do that story.
Oh, my God.
This could have been What's Up with Florida, but it ended up in Death's Corner because a male stripper from Tampa is accused of stabbing his partner multiple times in the eyes with a pen after he suspected he was a cannibal. Justin Calhoun, 24, being held without bond on attempted second-degree murder after he attacked Mark Brand, 67. He's 24. His partner is 67.
That is not how you want to go.
In his Key West home, Calhoun told police he and Brand were in a relationship and that the incident started because Calhoun suspected Brand of being a cannibal. Nothing else in the story. No other reference in the story as to why he thought that his partner was cannibal, by the way. I would be interested to know that detail.
Right. Is he chewing on your arm at the moment?
All right. Right. The two got into the argument. Brand picked up a gun. Calhoun managed to take the gun away from Brand, tried to shoot him with it, but the gun jammed, the report states. Then he stabbed Brand in the eye with a pen and stuffed a piece of wood in his mouth.
Oh, God.
He ran away as officers surrounded the building. He was arrested shortly thereafter. Brand was taken to the hospital in critical condition and later died. So that is one cannibal story that I'm finding. I think we could all agree on this, by the way. Don't get a penis enlargement surgery, guys. Just don't. I never see stories where that ends up working out well.
It doesn't seem to be the guys going, you know what? Changed my life. Everything's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Does it work? Are they successful? Or is everybody who goes in for that procedure ultimately disappointed in it?
Maybe that's a Dr. Drew question for later.
One man's penis enlargement surgery turned fatal and has become a cautionary tale. Doctors in Sweden warning those desire to enhance their manhood. A healthy 30-year-old man in Stockholm wanted to increase both the girth and the length of his genitals using a process where fat is transferred from his belly into his penis. The man was one of, listen to this, 8,400 people who last year seek to enhance the girth of their penis.
Wow.
Statistics were not available on the length, however. They only have girth stats. A description of the case in the Journal of Forensic Sciences explained that the surgeons had finished the elongation portion of the surgery and were in the enlargement part, which involved injecting the patient with 2 fluid ounces of his own fat cells. That's when things went wrong. The fat leaked into his veins and traveled to his lungs.
Oh, my God.
Which resulted in a lung embolism rupturing his blood vessels. He had no prior heart condition but ended up having a heart attack and dying on the operating table. Again, he's 30 years old and in excellent health when he goes in for this surgery. A urologist at the Mayo Clinic says it's a completely useless surgery. It never works. There are horrible consequences from disfigurement to permanent erectile dysfunction, or even worse. Don't do it. That's a good takeaway from today's Kevin or Bean show.
Sure.
Right? Don't let them inject fat from your belly into your junk, you guys. Wow, we're almost out of time here. How about this? Tragedy struck a Michigan family twice this month after a man was thrown to his death Sunday from a boat. What was he doing out on Lake Superior, Kevin, when he fell over and died? What do you think he was doing out on the water? He's in a boat. He's doing what?
I mean, fishing is all I can think of. But
you're right. He was spreading his late father's ashes in the lake.
Oh.
How about
and
that?
He died?
And he fell over. A witness on the shore told police he saw the boat take a sharp turn, spilling those aboard into Lake Superior. I mean, he was 59 years old, a local musician, planned the trip to honor his father. He said he was looking forward to and happy to go out and spread his father's ashes and follow his dad's final wishes. And now they're having a double funeral. That is that's bad news for that family, right?
But depending on what you believe, he's with his dad. So that's good.
I mean, way to look at the bright side.
Right?
I guess. All right, yeah. We'll end on a happy note. This has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
We're going to spin the wheel. Oh, Bad Animal Voices coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on Kerrick. And don't forget, next hour, we'll hook you up with more tickets for Imagine Dragons at the Hollywood Bowl. That show Sunday night's going to be fun. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you?
This time yesterday, Omar came in and was bitching and complaining about show his wife loves that almost everyone I know also loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called This Is Us.
I was surprised yesterday. By? You know, and because, you know, I mean, I'm mad enough to admit when I'm wrong.
Sure.
You know, and I watched last night's episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to admit I'm wrong because I was totally right because the show sucks.
Omar.
It is terrible.
Incorrect.
It is so
incorrect.
Bad. Oh, my God. So I came up with this intro for this break because we're going to recap last night's episode.
This Is Us makes me happy. happy, so full of hot air, makes me gassy. This is us, touches my heart. So deeply it makes me wanna fart.
No.
This is us,
sucks.
This is us,
sucks.
This is us,
sucks.
It's time to discuss. This is us,
sucks.
Yeah, that show blows.
All right. First of all, we not support that.
We never need to hear that jingle again. Second of all, the show aired last night at 9, so if you didn't see it, spoiler alerts, Omar is going to talk
everybody
about it.
Everybody dies.
I hadn't watched it before last night, and I watched it last night, and it was amazing.
Was it amazing, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
And everybody else that I've ever talked to about this show ever.
Right.
Thinks it's great.
Because it's wonderful. There's so many layers to the show, so many different plot lines, so many time jumps that you follow. It's one of the best shows on television ever.
That's exactly what makes the show good.
Either you don't watch it, or it's great. Those are the two options.
Right. No.
Except for our man Omar.
Okay, here. The stupidest the show opens with a typewriter, right? Okay, and just play this clip. Oh my God, that music too.
Things not said, advice not given, envelopes unstamped, regrets enveloping me. Is it easier there? I wonder. I ponder, I guess. Yes. I guess.
What is this? Yes. Dr. That Seuss? Is,
William.
That is
William. That is Randall's dad who died last season.
I'm glad that guy died because that was Dr. Seuss crap.
Oh.
You know, you keep defending the writing on this show. Yes, I guess. Oh,
brilliant.
Green ants and ham, Sam, I am.
Omar, he's trying to leave powerful messages for his children because he's dying.
He's dead already, Bean. Keep up. Okay? Listen.
He wrote them as he was dying.
Listen, okay? So Sandy Hoare, or Mandy Hoare on the show.
Oh, come on now.
Mandy Moore?
Mandy Hoare.
How dare you?
How dare you? She's delightful.
She's
lovely.
Great.
Yeah, she's whoring around with the freaking guy in the band, and his man, Pornstache, goes and punches him in the face, and she has a huge problem because Jack did that, right?
Well, she's not whoring around with him. She's just singing in the band. They used to date in the past.
But does she tell him straight up that that's her ex-man?
She doesn't.
Okay, so she's whoring around, and then so Jack goes and punches him in the face and gives Jack crap for that. Okay, and this is insane that this happened on TV.
We'll be fine. Back.
No, not yet. I need to stop feeling so disappointed. I need to feel something else first.
I'm disappointed in you, guy.
Look,
that happened last night. I'm disappointed in you, Omar.
They're in a rough patch with their marriage. They want to stay together, but they are navigating an awkward time, and it's very painful. It's so beautifully acted.
I'm disappointed in you, Bean. I gotta be honest. I'm very disappointed in you, Bean.
First it was Keep On. Now I'm disappointed.
Okay, now White Precious on the show.
You're talking about Kate, the daughter Kate?
I guess. I don't know. And Toby.
Or her husband.
Yeah, so they have this cutesy relationship, and here's some of the stupid banter that they have between each other.
I am down two sizes.
I know, and it shows.
You think you're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And you are.
Mm-hmm.
You actually look like a young Bruce Willis.
Don't do that. You cannot tell a man who went bald at 25 that he looks like a young Bruce Willis.
So funny.
It's too much.
No. Do you know what the sexiest thing about you is?
Yeah, my calves.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
The sexiest thing about you is how sexy you make me feel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Kate?
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Then Kevin comes in. Waka, waka, waka. It's
stupid
a wacky
Kevin
thing.
Kevin ruins everything.
Right?
All right, look.
I'm disappointed in you, Kevin.
That was
from you. You, seriously, that you
love
this show.
I did love this show.
Oh, my God.
I will grant you, Omar, that maybe that exchange is not how regular people talk. But they have such a cute relationship, and her boyfriend, Toby, has been a lifesaver for her.
Okay.
They're great together.
Now, yesterday I said that this whole entire show is a big Hallmark moment, and it's a very special episode.
Right.
This is a quintessential writing for this stupid piece of crap show.
Which we all love.
Where the black brother wants to adopt, and his wife is not on board the new adoption. So he's seeking advice from Mandy Hoare. And
his mother.
And this is what happens.
Sometimes in marriage, someone has to be the one to push to make the big moves.
Listen to that music.
And oftentimes in our marriage, yes, it was your father. Our marriage wasn't perfect, it's true.
No, it wasn't.
But none are.
No, they're not.
And your father wasn't perfect either.
He wasn't. Ah, my God.
But he was pretty damn close.
He was close. God damn it.
As close as they come.
The closest they come.
Keep in mind that they are showing
God,
at this point.
Allie, let me have my moments.
Flashback.
I am tearing up.
Flashback.
Allie,
of her
let me have my moment.
Staring into
emotion.
The window.
Emotion.
In the hospital.
Emotion.
At the boy that she might possibly adopt, which is the son she's talking to. It is a moving, beautiful moment.
Okay, so Mandy Hoare punishes Jack because what happened at the club, that he punched that guy, so he sends him off to live with Miguel, his best friend, who she's whoring around with now, by the way, after he passed away. So
she's not whoring around with, she's married to him after her husband dies.
She's whoring around with her.
She marries
him. We find out in a later episode that she whores around, and she's been whoring around the whole time.
No, we don't.
It's pretty crazy.
None of that is true.
I'm not sure that's
true. I'm pretty sure I wrote the show.
I don't think that's true.
So he's living with Miguel, and she finally realizes that, man, maybe I shouldn't be such a whore. And then goes, knocks on the door, and he answers, and she's like, okay, you know what? We're going to work this out. And big cliche after cliche. And then he was like, I'm so drunk. I'm drunk. I've been drunk this whole time. I have this big secret. I have a problem. I got to work it out by myself. Slams the door, and then this happens.
Get in the car. You are my husband, and I am your wife. And if you have a problem, we will fix it together. I just need you to get in the car.
Oh, my God.
So we can
get in the car, Jack. Get in the car. Get in the car. And he gets in the car. And then she's like, oh, man, everything's going to be okay. And
Spoiler alert, guess what, guys?
Huh? What? It's not okay. What? Jack dies.
What?
He dies. Well, and this is a brilliant ending to a brilliant show that's making you cry.
When did he die?
He died in the first episode in the first season.
Okay.
We've known he's been dead this whole time.
Oh, I don't watch the show.
This is my first time watching the show,
the entire episode, assholes, by the way, for making me watch this piece of crap. So this tear jerky shows... It ends with a full-on crying montage. Crying. Play this.
Tonight.
Jack is also crying. Oh, my God, Jack died. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm feeling emotion. Do you hear that song? It's such a sad song.
Are they showing anything as this is happening or no?
No, it doesn't care. I said it's a crying montage of a bunch of people.
Because the kids just found out their father died, and you don't know
and
how
you know
yet.
What? Jack's
and
a lot happier for it because now he doesn't have to deal with Mandy Hoare.
You are the worst.
This show is terrible.
I watched it for the first time, and I loved it.
You're a bad person.
I loved it.
Hey, you don't know anything about space.
I'm in. Well, that's true.
This is us.
Sucks.
This is us.
Sucks.
This is us.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Hey, a quick reminder, tomorrow morning, our own Ralph Garman is going to be out at Universal Studios Hollywood starting at 5 a.m. He's there for this year's KRO Boo! Dead or Alive Blood Drive. By the way, we still have not gotten Kevin to say the words KRO Boo! Dead or Alive Blood Drive. He's boycotting the name, I think, Ralph.
KRO Boo! Dead or Alive Blood Drive. Come on now.
Well done.
You guys know me?
Ralph is out there every year doing the great work of collecting your blood that will literally save lives. And we give out you lots of prizes for coming by, including tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights, K-Rock gear, lots of tickets to great K-Rock shows. Ralph, again, for folks who want to come out and see you in the morning, what's the best route to go?
Here's what you do. You go to the Frankenstein parking garage. That's where the free parking is. Then you just take the elevator or the escalator up to the main level there right by the Globe Theater where you come out. is where we'll be. We'll be inside the Globe Theater. You'll notice the Minions ride is right across the way there, so you can't miss it. And come on in. That's where you can line up to give your blood, and we've got stuff to give away, and it's always a great morning. So,
yeah, it's really, really cool, and the K-Rock audience always shows up for it, and we really do appreciate it. And it is first come, first serve this year. No sign-ups ahead of time, so head on down when you can and say hi to Ralph Garman, who's here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Real quick email before I get to show business news. This is coming from listener Edwin, who says, my question for Kevin is, what time is it in space? Is it 1702? Or 5:20 a.m. or 3:20 a.m.? Kev Dog is my Stephen Hawking and explaining time and space in the way the average man can understand, Edwin. So Edwin would like to know what time it is in space, because for those of you who didn't hear yesterday, Kevin has a dubious relationship with space. And there's a segment that would go along with that, and it should sound something like this.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course they do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Is that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.? Where do you think the orbit around a planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Do you want to tell Ralph what you found out in the meantime?
Go ahead. No,
go ahead and summarize.
Go into the listener sent a note that said technically the satellites are in the thermosphere, which is not quite outer space, but they're still in space. Oh. That's still in space.
That's still space.
Still space, right. I think they were looking for a technicality. They were looking for what's the definition.
Yeah, because Kevin knew it, because Kevin had broken it down into the levels.
Right, the thermosphere.
Of the different spheres, the different levels of the atmosphere. He knew exactly where it was. That's why he was confused.
Thank you, Ralph.
Because Kevin had too much knowledge.
Thank
that's
you, Ralph.
Why.
Thank you.
So that listener has a good point,
sometimes
I think.
It's hard for me to dumb it down.
Right, sure.
Chris is pointing out that outer space starts at 965 kilometers from the Earth's surface, and the thermosphere is only 600 kilometers from the Earth's surface.
Shut
and that's
up,
where the
nerd. That's what...
He didn't say outer space, by the way. Just
no,
said
he didn't.
Space.
He just said space. Right, exactly.
So where is the... Get that guy on the phone. Better yet, have him come down here. Kick him right in the balls. That guy's a dick.
If that'll keep me from getting kicked in the balls, I'm down.
Well, the whole thing started because we're talking about B.O.B. sending his own satellites into space.
Right.
Well, I guess it could be worse. There are worse things a rapper could do, like shoot another rapper.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about it apparently late last night, but down there at Hollywood and Highland, Young Dolph, you know rapper Young Dolph, mm-hmm. He was shot. Hollywood and Highland yesterday. Apparently, police are investigating. No word yet on why he was shot or what his condition is. But apparently, Yo Gotti, rapper Yo Gotti, is the main suspect.
Hmm.
Both rappers were staying at the Lowe's Hotel there at Hollywood and Highland, where their crews got into a beef. And then shots were fired outside the hotel a few minutes later.
Hey, my first thought was, that is a... one of the most packed areas for people in all of Southern California. That's a terrible place for somebody to be shooting a gun.
And for people waiting for their Postmates from California Pizza Kitchen.
Anyone,
awful area.
Anyone in particular?
For that to be happening. Huh. Didn't get my food, so way to go, young Dolph Lundgren.
It's not Dolph Lundgren at all. Here's the reason why they think Yo Gotti may be behind it. Last February, young Dolph's SUV got hit with more than 100 bullets.
Holy crap.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, black youngster who signed with Yo Gotti confessed to the shooting, and Dolph was not hurt. But apparently there's some sick beefs going on between young Dolph and black youngster and Yo Gotti.
Ralph has become our hip-hop correspondent.
And CPK.
Right?
Young CPK over here who was waiting for... her
How
delivery.
Bad of a shot are you that 100 shots you can't get him? I mean,
sorry,
come
Anna.
On.
We'll have him take some more target practice.
Thank
so
you.
They can,
so you're upset that they didn't kill him?
How do you shoot better. Into a car 100 times and not kill him? You're bad.
That is stormtrooper bad shooting, man.
Thank you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Our own Christine Fung celebrates her birthday today.
Yay!
How about that?
How about that?
Happy birthday,
Happy
Christine.
Happy birthday.
She's going to hate the best. You so much for saying that.
Why?
She doesn't
Why?
Like to.
She's not a birthday.
She's not a birthday person.
Oh.
But happy
but
birthday.
Why did Dave add her to the list then?
Because it's Dave. Dave.
Just trying to provoke. Sorry, Christine, I didn't realize.
No, it's no big deal.
Grace Helbig from YouTube is 32 years old today. Avril Lavigne's 33. Lil Wayne is 35 years old today. Gwyneth Paltrow turns 45. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 53. And singer Meatloaf.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Oh, no! I won't do that.
So good. Next hour, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. In its entirety.
I'm here for it.
All right.
Or not.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, don't you just wake up on Wednesday mornings and just squeal with excitement knowing that we're going to be making a phone call to an animal?
Let's just get on with it.
So excited.
Let's just move forward.
It really is.
Can we just rip the Band-Aid off?
What are the highlights of the
There's
week on the Kevin
Beach
Show?
Animals in the news, and we like to find out more about these animals and go deeper into their stories.
Ralph's trying to hide how excited he really is.
He really is. It sounds like you're mocking, but Kevin, what?
And then we just spin the wheel, and then comes and lands on a story, and then we give a call to someone involved in that story, and who knows, we'll answer the phone.
To be fair, you're a great actor because we know how you love this.
And you're making it sound like the opposite
right now. Absolutely.
What's on the wheel this week that we might land on, Kevin?
Augie, the official dinosaur of California.
Oh, now I'm interested in Augie.
The monkey waiters at a Japanese bar.
Oh.
Hmm.
The Australian crocodile turf war. These are all real stories. The Russian bear in traffic playing a horn. That's a real story.
What can we learn from him?
I was going to say, aren't all the details you need from that in the headline?
No, we don't know.
You have to watch the video. It's spectacular.
Well, it makes for good radio.
Mad raccoon.
Just play the video for people.
Mad raccoon hitching a ride on a Colorado police cruiser and wrestling elephants blocking the road.
Oh, wrestling elephants. That has a lot of potential, too.
Wrestling elephants.
No, I'm intrigued.
Let's do it.
It's time for the... It's gonna land.
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad. But Kevin and Bean don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
I am intrigued by several of those stories. I wouldn't be mad at the wrestling elephants. I also kind of like the monkeys, too.
Yeah.
Can't wait to find out.
It is... The monkey waiters at a Japanese bar.
Oh.
Yay! Couldn't love this more.
I mean, monkeys are super smart and super agile, and they can carry stuff and follow instructions. I mean, you can teach them to do almost anything. I'm surprised nobody's thought of this before.
I'm interested in hearing how Kevin pronounces this type of monkey.
Macaw?
Yes!
Wow.
Well done, sir.
Here's the news.
And now on to an unusual tip to fight off a business crisis. A Japanese tavern owner is bringing up a new generation of customer-pleasing waiters, macaque monkeys. You ready for some monkey business?
This sake house in northern Tokyo employs two popular and unusual waiters.
I don't know how long we want to go with that particular reporter.
Let's hear her say what kind of monkeys they are.
They are named Yachan and Fuku-chan.
Fuku-chan.
Okay, but what kind?
And are a pair of Japanese macaque monkeys.
All right, macaque.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I thought it was macaw.
I thought it was macaque.
That's what the first guy said. First guy said macaque. She said macaque.
We've
All
got
right.
three.
Right? I prefer macaque. Let's talk
Hopefully
to him.
Hopefully we can...
is this
okay,
the...
Where is it? I need it now. Come on, let's go out there now.
What?
Huh?
Oh, what's happening? Is this the...
It's a busy restaurant. That's what's happening.
Oh, okay.
This is the...
It's a restaurant.
I know that. I know that, but I felt like we caught you mid-conversation. I didn't want to interrupt.
It's as if you're entering into a scene taking place in a restaurant.
All right, so this is the Kayabuki Bar in Utsunomiya.
Yes.
And you're the owner?
No, I'm the monkey.
Oh, you're the monkey. All right,
I'm
well,
the monkey waiter. I'm Fuku.
Well, Fuku as well.
It's F-U-K-U.
Fuku.
So I think it's Fuku.
Fuku.
Okay.
Now, could you settle for us? Your breed of monkey is pronounced...
macaque.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Fuku.
That's how you say it, right.
Fuku.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're enjoying this quite a bit, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh. Come on, let's get. I need. All right, I need tempura, edamame, ramen, and I need some sashimi on table 8. Come on, people. Time is money.
Wow.
Wow. Good one. Thanks for all the input. You're talented.
You're being dressed down by a monkey now.
What time is it in your car?
That's a good question, too, Fuku. So what's it like being a monkey waiter? I'm asking, do you resent that the humans are making you do this? Don't you feel like you'd rather just be in a jungle and enjoying yourself?
No, you don't make any tips in the jungle, mister.
Oh, true. Mm.
I got a drug habit to keep up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. All right, I need a bottle of hot sake on table 7. Come on, let's get it on.
Do you find the work to be difficult?
I don't. Because all I do is pick stuff up here and then walk it over to the table and put it down over there.
Right.
It's simple. A monkey could do it.
Right.
A monkey is doing it.
Hey, wait a minute. That's right.
Right. Right.
Where's my miso soup? I wish the monkey was the chef. This human's an idiot.
What kind of reaction do you get from the patrons of the restaurant? Are they excited to see you, or are they nervous?
They love it. No, they think it's so cute when I come out there and I say, hello, I'm Fuku. And then I give them whatever their food is, and then I throw my poop at them.
Wait, you're not...
That is unsanitary in a restaurant, Fuku.
That's an important part.
That's unsanitary anywhere.
Yes.
Good point.
But here's the thing. I'm a monkey. That's what we do.
Right.
Right.
It's like that old story of the scorpion and the frog.
The frog. I don't think I know that one, Fuku.
Oh, it's a great story. Mm-hmm. The frog is there by the side of the pond.
Uh-huh.
And the scorpion says, I want to get across the pond. Could you give me a ride on your back?
Uh-huh.
And the frog says, no, if I give you a ride on my back and swim across the pond with you, you will sting me and kill me. And the scorpion says, but I can't do that because if I kill you, then we're both drowned in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And the frog says, that's a good point. Okay, get on my back. It starts to swim across the pond. And halfway across the pond, the scorpion stings him. And the frog says, what did you do that for? Now we are both going to die. And the scorpion says, I can't help it. That is my nature.
Okay. I mean, that's an impressive storytelling from a monkey. Come on.
I throw poop.
Why are all the phones ringing right now? What's going on?
I don't know for sure. I believe we just gave away tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights.
Oh, Robert Singh from Huntington Beach just won his tickets. Congratulations, Bob. Thanks so much for listening. We are going to clear these lines now. Stop calling because I need them and I need them now. Oh, Kevin,
take it easy.
Well, remember yesterday we came on the show. We had a very serious conversation about whether these people exist in our audience. So that's why I want the phones empty so that if you are a flat earther, you can call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. You believe the earth is flat. It is not round, all right? All right, so if you weren't with us yesterday morning, here's why we brought this up. B.O.B. is a rapper. His real name is Bobby Ray, I think. He had a hit song a couple years ago called Nothing on You, and he has been one of the guys on Twitter who has been out there talking about how the earth is flat. He does not believe that the earth is actually round. He thinks that you would be able to see the curve if the earth were round.
Because he can't see the curve, it doesn't exist.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he says. And by the way, he's not the only one. There have been several people in the news lately who believe in the flat earth. And of all the crazy things that people believe, and let's face it, people believe a lot of dumb stuff. There are people who believe the Bible is the literal word of God. I mean, people believe really dumb stuff, okay? This is the one that is the hardest for me to wrap my head around. That there are people who sincerely believe, with all of the evidence, including thousands of photographs over decades, they still think the earth is flat. And I said when we came on the air yesterday morning that I don't believe there's one person in our audience who actually believes that. And both of you, I think, disagreed with that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we'll get at least a couple of calls.
Yeah.
Don't you? You don't think any?
I think none.
Huh. None is possible, of course.
As I said yesterday, I don't want to do this show anymore if that's who's on the other side of the radio.
Right.
I mean,
I'm wasting my time if you're the person listening and you believe the Earth is flat.
But basically, that's me, Bean. So you've been doing that. You've been working with me for a long time.
Now, Ali, why do you think there really are people like this? I know that, you know, we mentioned yesterday there's 100,000 people on a flat earther Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But I think almost all of them are there because they're having a laugh or they want to mock the people who really believe the Earth is flat.
I like that you think people aren't completely delusional. People are nuts, Bean.
No, I know people are nuts. And I know most people don't care about science, and most people aren't going to take the time to look into science.
Uh-huh.
But something as basic as you've seen a picture of the freaking planet.
You can do anything with pictures, Bean. You can change pictures. That's easy.
But there are thousands of them. Have they all? I mean, how big would the cover-up have to be for the Earth to be flat at this point?
In your defense, it would have to be quite big.
It'd be a lot.
It'd be a lot of people.
Now, here's what B.O.B. said when he put up his GoFundMe page, because he wants to put his own satellites into space because, you know, NASA, they're the government, right? So we can't trust them. So he wants to raise money to put his own satellite. And I'll give you an update on what's going on with the page after we hear his pitch.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here. I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can, or into orbit as I can, to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
All right. Now, initially, when the page went up, he was trying to raise $200,000. For some reason, when I went to page this morning, the new goal is $1 million.
I don't know what it costs to send multiple satellites up into space.
I don't either. It's a lot, though. He's trying to raise.
But you do agree that they go to space,
right?
Oh,
we're
making some progress here.
Yeah.
So $1 million is his goal. As of right now, 97 people have contributed. He is at $2,691.
So really close.
He contributed the first 1,000. So far he's made $1,691. Who are these people who are donating to BOB to get a satellite into space?
Are they being funny?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I have argued vehemently that none of our listeners believe the Earth is flat. Let's see if I'm wrong.
And I believe in our listeners.
Let's start with Jason. He's in L.A. He's the first one up at 1-800-520-1067. You are invited to join the conversation as well. If you can't call, go ahead and text the same number. Jason, thank you for being brave enough to call. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I want you to know that. I do believe.
You may not after this phone call, but go ahead.
No, I believe in the flat Earth wholeheartedly, and the reason why I do is that I know you bring up the point of all these thousands of pictures. Well, I mean, all these thousands of pictures that you've seen of the Earth, none of them have been actually pictures. They've always been a CGI or a drawn image by the corporation that say they have the picture. So it's never been the actual picture of the Earth. And like, here is the picture. I mean, think about the moon landing. How was it? I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, that prove that we've been told lies with a lot of things. I mean, people have manipulated words and pictures from the beginning of time. I mean, they twist the Bible up, to make it seem like, you know, Noah's Ark was a big freaking boat when, I mean, it could have been like just DNA samples. So, I mean, we have to like pay close attention to details. Now, I believe if you look at any rocket or anybody that's been to space, so-called space, they've never pulled all the way out and you've seen the Earth being round. You actually only see the flat Earth. It's called a horizon, right? Not a horizon. It's a horizon. If a ship floats away long enough, it looks like it disappears. But if you get binoculars, it comes right back into view. So where's the curve?
Keep talking.
Jason, look, I agree with much of what you're saying, that we do have to stay vigilant and understand that things can be easily distorted. I agree. You shouldn't believe everything you read or everything you see or everything you hear, especially these days. But, I mean, what about the fact that the reason we have day and night is because the Earth is revolving around the sun, because it's a globe, because it goes around the sun, and that's why we have the 24 hours in the day, because that's how long it takes us to go around the sun. What about that?
Well, okay, well, the whole globe theory, you know, comes from Copernicus, right? Before that, it was a flat, the Earth was actually flat.
Yes, people believed that thousands of years ago because there wasn't any evidence that they then later discovered to find out that they were wrong. Why does nobody ever fall off the edge of the Earth, Jason?
Well, how do we know they haven't? We haven't heard from them,
right?
We're surrounded by ice.
Wait.
Do you understand? Like, think about Antarctica. Like, Antarctica is not what they, maybe not what they say it is. There's a lot of different.
Antarctica is what they say it is. It's ice at the bottom of the globe, and then we have ice in the Arctic at the top of the globe.
Tell me this. Gravity is only a theory, correct? Gravity is not. Right?
No,
gravity
is a theory because the scientific meaning of the word theory is something that can be proven. It has been proven.
Tell me this. Gravity says when we throw something in the air, right, it goes straight down, right? Gravity does not say that. It keeps a boat that's sailing on the side, up the side of the globe, make you feel like you're right side up. Like if we're in a globe,
Jason, if you got on a boat and started sailing and didn't stop, what would happen?
You would basically go around. It's like a clock. It's
like not a globe.
Like a globe. It's
not like, it is a globe.
So if it's a globe and we're spinning, right? Say the globe is spinning at whatever miles an hour that it's spinning, right? And you're on a plane, right? So if you're going against the spin, would it take less time to get where you want to go, right?
No, because you'd still be traveling a certain amount of distance, and a plane goes a certain amount of miles per hour. It's going to take whichever direction you fly, it's going to take however long it takes to go that many miles.
But if the globe is spinning towards you, wouldn't it be like a little – like if you're going the opposite way of the globe, right, and it's the globe is
– I mean, you can go against the wind, but no, the globe's – Jason, what are we doing with you?
I'm just saying,
we keep doing it.
What are we doing with you, Jason?
Hold on, Jason's talking.
If we're floating – okay. Theory is that we're a globe and we're spinning and floating into like space, right? Why is the stars still aligned with the pyramids of Giza? Why are we shifting in relation?
Look, I'm not an astronomer, but the stars have fixed positions in the sky. We know what they're going to be. We can predict where the stars are going to be every day based on how the planets move around each other.
We've got this one dialed down.
Let him talk. Go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead.
No. I want you to talk, Jason.
We're supposed to be spinning and like just like from the Big Bang, and we're just like spewing into space, and, you know, traveling like Star Wars in a big global spaceship, and we don't even know where we're heading. We're just going into forever. But I mean, even if the stars are fixed, we're not. It has to deviate a little bit, right? Oh, I mean, over time, right? Of being officially, like,
I'm tired.
Be quiet,
Jason. I love you, and I want you to have a podcast, and I will never not listen to it. Believe me, you're a fascinating dude, but you're not woke on this topic, dude.
Or is he wokest?
right.
I love you, and I appreciate you listening, ladies and gentlemen. There is Jason. He is the official Kevin Abeen flat earther.
And you didn't think we'd find him.
I was wrong.
All right. We're going to clear the lines now, and there are other people calling.
What?
Six people calling.
There's more than Jason?
Would you like to talk to more of them and move the game?
I think we – oh, no.
We can do that.
Joey says it's a big lie that the government tells
us.
I don't think
there was a guy named Isaiah who's now gone, and he's a prophet, right?
That's what I heard.
Something.
All right. No, I think we're going to leave it there. Right.
You didn't think anyone would call.
I was dead wrong about that.
I think we need to do this another day. I want to hear more from these people because I can be swayed.
But they're all, going to sound just as bat as crazy as Jason, right?
I love Jason. Jason is my hero.
Lord and Savior.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's all right.
I'm sorry, flat earthers. We are going to have to clear the lines because we do want to give away something.
But it's going to be
worth it because it's tickets to Imagine Dragons at the Hollywood Bowl, you guys. They're playing this Sunday. Look. If you haven't seen Imagine Dragons in concert, you are in for a treat. They are one of the most energetic and fun bands to see live, and you're going to love them Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
You're just familiar with their songs. That's all.
That's all you need to know. Yep. All right. You know and love the music of Imagine Dragons. Call us right now.
And you think the Earth is flat.
1-800-520-1067. We'll play a game. You can win your...
Remember Jason? Remember when Jason was on the phone talking? That was great.
The flat earther? Yeah.
I love Jason.
Yeah, I do. Hey, great timing for our next guest, by the way. on this topic. We're going to give away some tickets to see Imagine Dragons. They're playing the Hollywood Bowl this Sunday. You can win it from K-Rock right now with a game we like to call Hawking the Hits.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking now. Stephen Hawking now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
I am dumber after listening to your last caller.
Okay, so the Earth is round, right? It's a globe.
Oh, my God. Really? Okay. This is the conversation we're having as climate change sends us all to an early grave?
Well, you are the smartest man in the world, so I just wanted them to hear it from you that, in fact, it is a globe.
It is a globe, and I was so angry during your last caller, I got out of this chair
to go kick
his ass.
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't do that. You can't walk, doctor. All right, listen. The reason you're here is to help us give away some tickets for Imagine Dragons. As I mentioned, they're playing the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. How's it going to work, sir?
I will read your listeners a portion from an Imagine Dragons song. They just need to recognize the lyric and identify the song that I am quoting.
Okay. And if they get it right, they go into the drawing, or we have tickets for everybody?
Got me.
They go into the drawing. Oh, no, we have tickets for everybody.
Oh, my God.
We have tickets for everybody.
So satellites go into space
to
achieve orbit.
All right, Kevin, who's our first?
How many dumb people a day do you have on your show?
Well, one for sure.
let's start on line one. I think Eddie is up first, East Los Angeles. He's going to win tickets, not a drawing. He's actually going to win them if he can identify this song that Dr. Hawking is going to be performing. Go ahead, Stephen.
First things first. I must say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh.
All right. Eddie, what song is that, please?
That would be Believer.
That would be Believer.
First things first, I must say all the words inside my head.
Done? Nice job, Dr. Hawking.
I sounded just like him.
Okay. Let's go to Abner in Compton. Hi, Abner.
How's it going?
Good. Here's Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Now, remember when I told you that's the last time you'll see of me? Remember when I broke you down to tears?
Abner?
Damn it, I can't think of it right now.
That's I Bet My Life.
I remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me.
All right. 1-1 so far, so I got more tickets to give away. Who's up next? Nikki in Valencia. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Not well, but let's give this a try.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are dreaming about being a big star?
Oh, that's easily Thunder.
Thunder, yes.
Kids were laughing in my classes.
Nicely done. You like that one, Dr. Hawking?
Thunder.
It sounds like he does, all right?
Thunder. Thunder.
Right? All right.
Thunder.
Right, okay.
Thunder.
Okay.
Thunder.
We got to move on.
Thunder.
Okay, all right. Got to take another call.
Thunder.
Lori, hi.
Hi.
Thunder.
All right. Stephen Hawking, let's hear the lyrics. Let's hear the lyrics. Come on, man. You okay?
Give me a good one.
Right?
I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. 'Cause after all, this city never sleeps at night.
It's time.
It's time is correct. Nicely done. You got tickets. Congratulations. Hold on. Shut up. Let's go to Allison in Orange County. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Never better.
Flat Earth.
Right?
Flat Earth, indeed.
All right. Rules. Here's Dr. Stephen Hawking with your Imagine Dragons lyric. Good luck.
I've been waiting to smile. A. Been holding it in for a while. A. Take it with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
All right, what song is that?
Oh, my.
Did we lose you?
Can't even think of what it is.
No guess? Not even a guess?
Oh, too bad.
Demons. I'll just say demons. I know it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's on top of the world. Sorry.
But she had a great name, and she's a nurse, and she yelled Flat Earth.
I know. I wish she would have won. It would have been nice if she came up with a song. All right, I think we only have time for one more, you guys.
Oliver and Menifee, hi.
Hi.
Here are your lyrics.
Are we interrupting something, Oliver?
No.
Okay, good luck.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. Inhale.
No, you don't read inhale, you just inhale.
You think I can do that?
Oliver?
Radioactive?
Radioactive is
correct.
Yes.
I'm waking up to ash and dust.
Guy wants Stephen Hawking to make an inhale sound.
That was odd, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot to ask of a guy paralyzed in a wheelchair.
This has been Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
One 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Shh. Blue,
man.
We need that cord.
Sorry.
Need that cord.
Your favorite part, too.
I love that cord.
My bad. Yeah. It's the world-famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, we're going to get into a conversation about guilty pleasures. Allie revealed something to us yesterday that she does for fun that is, well, it kind of makes her creepy, I think.
Wow.
Kind of makes her.
No need to sugarcoat it.
Says the creepy guy.
I'm just saying she's a lurker. She's a lurker. That's what I'm saying. So we will discuss coming up right after 8 o'clock. Ralph's here now with the showbiz beat on a Wednesday morning. What's going on, sir?
I think you guys are going to be surprised by mine.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised. I think you'll be shocked. I don't think we've talked about it before. Well, something you may not have guessed about me. You
would
not
look forward to it.
You would not look at me and go, oh, sure, that seems like something you'd do.
Mm-hmm.
You're a gigolo?
Well, yes. That wouldn't surprise us.
All right?
You're a knitter.
I'm just a gigolo. We'll learn after the top of the hour. That's what we'll learn.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Bean?
I said, are you a knitter?
Okay.
Knitter. Come on, Allie.
I am sorry.
People that annoy you.
People that knit. Yeah, right. People that annoy you. Right.
Hey, you know what Forbes magazine's good at?
Lists.
Yeah, you got that right. Lists. And they have just released their annual list of TV's highest paid actresses.
Oh.
Now, Kevin, before you ask, these are female actors
right.
who appear on television.
Right.
These are TV actresses.
Right.
These are their highest paid television actresses. So we're not looking for men,
mm-hmm. okay.
nor are we looking for movie stars, because these are TV
actresses. Are any of them movie stars that are now also on TV? I'm just asking because that's a qualifying question.
There are some
okay.
of these actresses who have appeared in films,
okay.
but they are certainly known for their television work
All right.
versus any film work they have done, with the exception of one.
Okay.
The exception of one, which I can give you right now if you want to take her off the list so you're not confused.
Okay.
Robin Wright, for example, from Princess Bride.
Sure.
Forrest Gump. She did movies first,
okay.
but now she's on House of Cards.
Okay.
And her annual, her take this year was $9 million. She's ninth on the list.
Wow, ooh. Netflix pays, man.
Ninth on the list. Now, keep in mind, these are also endorsement deals.
Okay.
Money you get from being a famous actress as well, not purely because of the salary you're earning for your acting work.
Okay.
Okay, now we have all of the criteria laid out before us. Let us begin.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Because of all the TV work she's doing, Kevin? Because of all the TV she's been on this year?
Oh, this year.
Because of all the television series that she's on? How could I have explained it any more particularly?
I was going with the water and my eyes are dry. Ooh, I need lotion. Like all that stuff.
Yeah, you did say endorsements were included. Yeah.
Included, but you got to be on television too because I'm pretty sure I said TV actresses.
You did.
I kind of went out of my way, I think.
So not Jennifer Aniston?
Sophia Vergara. Let's get him on the clock.
number one,
wow.
Allie Sofia Vergara.
Thank you.
Not only for her work on Modern Family, but endorsement deals from Pepsi, CoverGirl, Head & Shoulders, among others. She banked $41.5 million this year.
This year.
Is that right?
Worth every penny of it.
Wow. Yeah, take it easy, Bean.
Yes, she is.
Just saying.
$41.5 million. Yeah. She is by far number one.
Okay.
What about her Modern Family co-star, Julie Bowen?
Julie Bowen at number six with $12 million.
I just felt like that's got to be one of the biggest shows on TV. They must be getting
their
paid.
Salaries are significant on that show and well-deserved every penny of it, in my opinion. There's another show that has famously high salaries and might give you a hint as to who.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco is second on the list with $26 million.
Wow.
For salary and also her work with Priceline. She does those commercials, so she had a pretty good year. Then there's some surprises. I was surprised by the top five, other than those two.
How about... Oh, excuse me.
You're right.
What's happening?
Was something come up on you?
No, I was drinking a glass of milk right now, and it went down the wrong...
Edie Falco.
Edie Falco.
Yeah.
She was on TV last night. The Menendez trial, but...
It's true. She is guest starring on that miniseries.
I'm going to say, I can't believe I'm blanking on her name, but I love her so much. Scandal. Scandal Lady. What about Scandal Lady?
Kerry Washington, perhaps?
Kerry Washington. Yeah, what about her?
Seventh on the list. Seventh on the list with $11
million. You don't get credit for Scandal Lady, though.
I think he does.
You guys knew who I was talking about.
Exactly who he was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a huge show,
okay, we're running out of time, so I have to burn some names off. I'm sorry. Ellen Pompeo is third.
Oh, sure.
Can you imagine after all these
Grey's
years?
Anatomy,
from Grey's Anatomy.
Makes sense.
I guess every year you get a little bump, that salary starts to add up.
And that show, hasn't that show been on for like 15 years or something?
I think it started in the 70s. Yeah. It's been on for like 42 years.
What about the other Ellen?
Oh, good. Not on the list, but a good guess.
What?
Yeah. Why is she not on the list?
I don't know. I guess daytime doesn't pay as much as...
Judge Judy.
Oh.
Now, I don't think she's an actress.
Oh.
Come on.
Is she playing a role on television, Kevin? No. Is she acting?
I mean, I guess not, but she does a show on TV, and she's the star of it.
This isn't TV personalities.
Okay, all right.
Maybe that's why Ellen doesn't qualify, because she's herself on a live talk show.
Fredson.
Fred Fredson? Once again, Kevin, we're saying women. Women.
My bad. Prince Larry.
Prince Larry, also not a woman.
Pablo the dinosaur.
Pablo the dinosaur, not
all
on the
great
list.
Guesses, Kevin.
All great guesses, Kevin.
Thank you.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks.
Fourth blew me away. Because I didn't even know she was still on television. And I couldn't imagine they were paying her much when she was. Mindy Kaling. Kaling.
Yeah.
Got
Hulu.
Fourth on the list.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of money's Hulu paying for $13 million? She made $13 million.
Wow. That Mindy project, I think it's finally wrapping up now. I think it's in its last season. But yeah, that's been around a while.
Mariska Hargitay, fifth on the list.
Oh, sure, of course.
Julie Bowen, as you mentioned, was sixth. Kerry Washington, seven. This is a surprise, too, because she's fairly new to the TV game. Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, sure. She has a lot of commercial
endorsements. From FB Lick.
Kevin, you watched that. What's that show called?
It's called CIA Undercover Hot Chicks.
Quantico?
Quantico.
Quantico.
Thank you, Chip.
Robin Wright, as I mentioned, at number nine. And then number 10, with $8.5 million, Pauly Perrette. Pauly Perrette from NCIS.
Ellie loves her.
I do. She's wonderful.
NCIS.
Great show.
Well, I'm really over my time here. Sorry, but I thought that was fun to play. So there you go.
We didn't do great.
No.
If that's what you're saying.
I was going to say Jennifer Aniston. I'm so glad.
Not if we're...
I beat you to it. Shoot.
Kevin took the dumb bullet.
Shoot.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Kevin always takes the dumb bullet.
Christine Fung. Our own Christine Fung. Our associate producer, Christine, celebrates her birthday today.
Yay!
From YouTube fame, Grace Helbig is 32. Avril Lavigne is 33. Lil Wayne is 35 years old. I always feel like Tom Brokaw when I'm announcing.
Lil Wayne is 35 years old.
I wish he was still on the television.
He was on yesterday. He was on TV, on MSNBC.
I could get more use out of that impression, though, if he was like an anchor. A regular nightly news anchor. Gwyneth Paltrow is 45. Stephen Jenkins, from Third Eye Blind is 53. And singer Meatloaf celebrates his 70th birthday today. Sadly, we don't have any time to play any Meatloaf.
That's too bad.
Mm. The next hour.
Yeah, we'll get right to it.
Paradise by the Dashboard.
Let's do all 8 minutes of it, Ralph.
I love it.
Or not.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
And we got more tickets for you for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. So stick around for that. First, though, we found out something surprising about Allie yesterday. She has a secret passion, you guys.
Right?
Yeah. Secret passion.
Right? Oh,
I don't think it's A, surprising. Ralph, if you could stop acting like you're putting things in your butt, that would be great.
Is it butt stuff?
Is no secret.
It's not butt stuff?
No secret.
That is no secret.
I started doing this secret passion because of my friend Sharon Houston. She used to tweet all the time, guys, another week goes by, still not on the Miss Connections. And I was like, what does that even mean? And then I found out, she looks at Craigslist, their Miss Connection site, where people will say, I saw you. You were driving in a Ford Flex. I turned right at the light at PCH. I'd like to meet up. It's people that maybe had a connection, but then they parted ways. You meet someone in a bar. You talk for hours. Then they leave to go to the bathroom, and then you get split up. So you put on Craigslist Miss Connections.
Did we change the topic to things that you're sad about?
it's just a fascinating book, and
it's
creepy
classifieds.
That is what it is.
It is, because what you just said, like, we talked for hours and then got separated, is never what happened. It's, saw you in the produce aisle, you were holding a cucumber, I winked at you, you ran away. Let's hook up, let's get some coffee. That's the story.
I like to read them, and I like to think about what their stories are. It's like when you sit in an airport, another thing I love to do, and watch people, and you try and figure out what their whole story is.
How much time do you spend reading those misconnections?
Every week I check them. No, I check them. I check them once a week. So there's a lot.
Allie, are you mates to bring you your dinner? You're okay. Reading.
Are you hoping?
I enjoy it.
Are you hoping you're in there?
No.
Have you ever written one?
No.
Okay.
My neighbor did.
Really?
And wound up meeting the guy.
Oh no! Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what the odds are of that? That means that guy also has to look at the creepy classifieds.
So they have something in common.
Exactly.
Oh, that's scary. They're both serial killers.
All right, Omar. You have one, Omar?
I do. I love gardening. I have a passion for gardening. It's something about getting out there in the dirt and watching something grow. And you know, I
in the dirt. Right?
And
so you trim it,
right? Yeah.
Get the weed whacker.
Yeah, plow it.
Yeah. Plant your seed.
There's something.
Stop it, Ralph.
Jeez. Your face.
There's something I find serene about looking out into my garden and seeing a lush green lawn and roses and all the well-trimmed bushes.
What is happening?
I can't tell you. And by the way, prime gardening season started, once fall comes,
Tell me
it's
about
like, because I want to plant some hedges and, the best, just FYI people, the best time to plant hedges, is fall because the earth is still warm from summer.
Did this just turn into gardening?
I'm just
tips
letting you
Omar?
Know, I have a strong passion for gardening.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 or your texts at that same number of secret passions.
I'm surprised the guy that hates This Is Us so much is also really into gardening.
Yeah, that makes
no
sense.
It seems like those two things should go together for me.
Because one is real and the other's bogus.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So before we get to calls, Ralph, you have a secret passion as well.
Yes. I love to sew.
What? Wow. I was joking when I suggested knitting. I didn't know how close I was.
I love to sew.
You love to
like
sew.
Like at my house, if something needs to be hemmed or something needs to be stitched or something needs to be mended, a button needs to be put on, a zipper needs to be put in, making my kids' Halloween costumes, I love sewing.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this start?
Well, spending many years as a bachelor, if you got a tear in something or you lost a button or something, either you had two choices. You take it to a cleaner, dry cleaner, and they would put it. They fix it for you, or you just bought a sewing kit and you learned how to sew
yourself.
Are
you just a general fix-it-all type guy and that falls into it, or is it specifically sewing?
I mean, I do stuff around the house. I do like to do stuff around the house, but I find something very peaceful and sort of calming about sitting down with needle and thread and just working on something.
Have you ever thought about getting a sewing machine?
Do you have one?
I've thought about it, but never thought about getting one because I like the act of needle and thread. Okay. That, for me, is the soothing part, I think.
Huh. Interesting.
But I really enjoy that process.
How many guesses would we have had to take before we got to sewing?
2,407.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things.
How about
that's,
that?
That is interesting. All right, well, that's
Can
a great...
Can I bring some clothes in? If you don't mind.
Sure. Okay. You need something altered?
I do.
He's pretty expensive, though.
You're pretty good at it. Yeah.
That is
it takes a while. Maybe out of style by the time you get it back.
That is a fantastic example, though, of exactly what we're talking about. A secret passion you have that maybe your friends and family would be surprised. This is a thing that you are into. All right? People don't know about this about you, but I love fill in the blank. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Calls or texts next on K-Rock.
Just before Foo Fighters, let's take one call, and it's going to be Stephanie and Silmar.
Talking about secret passions. You do something, like something, enjoy something people would be surprised to know about you. You don't spread it around there, but it's there. Stephanie, what's yours, please?
Well, I like to watch chiropractic videos on YouTube and hear the different cracks and get ideas on how to crack myself. I'm a crack addict.
Wow. You watch chiropractic videos?
Yes, it's so satisfying. The sounds, the pops, it's awesome.
It's
like that Dr. Pimple Popper, but with cracking.
Yes, same thing.
Take it easy, Stephanie.
That is so bizarre. Are you getting excited just having this conversation about it?
It is exciting.
All right. Well, we're going to take your word for it. Thanks for calling. More on this topic at 1-800-520-1067 after the Foos on K-Rock. All right, so we're talking about secret passions. You've got a thing that you do that your friends and family might be surprised about. You don't talk about it, but you're willing to for us. Why don't we start with Oscar in Torrance? He's up first, line 4 here on the Kevin Devine Show.
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Secret passion is?
Buses.
Buses.
What? Yes, licking them? Stealing them? What?
It's a good guess. I think licking them is a good guess.
I just like buses. I like riding them. I love the shape of a bus, you know, everything that's about buses. But I'm not talking about the buses here, you know, like that we have here in the USA, rather.
Right.
The school buses. The ones that are get transforming to chicken buses and they go to Central America.
What's happening now? So school buses that have been changed and go to Central America?
Yeah, those I love those, man. It's my passion. I actually own one. And once a year, I go there and I just ride the bus, bro. And let's say it could start is running in the morning. At 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. I just get on it, I sit on it, and I ride the whole route up and down, and I can do that twice a day, all day long for, you know, two, 3 days.
That's crazy.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
But sounds like it makes you happy, and more power to you, my friend. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
So happy, bro, that my wife knows about it, and just my immediate family.
And you're still together?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right.
Why not? He sounds like a sweet guy, Kevin. Come on.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
He just loves chicken buses. Thank you, Oscar. Let's go to Reseda, line 8, please. Let's meet Allie's new best friend, Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What is your secret passion?
My secret passion is I like to dress up in an inflatable T-Rex costume and go out to places in public just to get the surprise from strangers. I'll pick up pizza and put it under the name of T-Rex and show up in it.
You show up in an inflatable T-Rex costume.
And do you find it brings people joy and that in turn makes you happy?
Yes.
I love you.
Especially with kids.
I love you, Chelsea.
So it's not, this isn't me being creepy. This is, no, I'm serious. It's not a fetish. This isn't a fetish. You don't get turned on by this. It's not that at all, right? Okay.
No, it's just funny to go to Chipotle in a T-Rex costume.
I'm done with that.
I mean,
look,
if I ran into you today at Chipotle, absolutely, it would put a smile on my face. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Paramount, line 5, please. Let's say hi to Michael, everybody.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, this is Mike. My secret hobby is weaving baskets.
Weaving baskets?
Yeah, like everybody thinks I'm like a hyperactive guy, which I am, but sometimes I'll get really high and I just start weaving a basket.
You know, Kevin, when you get high, right? Start weaving a basket.
Who hasn't?
Now, what do you do with these? Do you give away these awful baskets as gifts to friends or what?
No, they would just totally trip out. They're like, what the hell am I going to do with this? So I just kind of like just have a garage full of like little baskets.
All right.
All right,
you put
good
your
times.
There.
There you go. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try. Wow, we got some.
All right,
Dean,
we have so many
ones.
Calls. Let's try to move through them quickly if we can, because I want to get to all of these people.
Go ahead, hit it.
Because they're crazy.
Lawrence in Bell Gardens. Hi.
Yes, I like practicing my Photoshop skills by photoshopping my friends out of their pictures on Facebook and then photoshopping them into pictures of friends that they don't know about. And I like stories about them.
I support it very much, Lawrence. Keep doing what you're doing.
I love that so much. Let's go to Nikki in Lakewood. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi. Secret passion.
My secret passion is pulling out my gray hair.
Okay,
so I don't have.
It's not that you're annoyed by it, or it makes you look older, or whatever. You like it? You love that?
No, you know, just finding one, because I have brown long hair.
Uh-huh.
So you know, to wake up in the morning and to find one is just, gosh, man, there's something about that. Or if there's a really long one that I haven't found,
right?
And,
like on your chin. Those ones are good,
right?
Yeah. Oh man, I love them. I'm almost on the verge of keeping them.
Okay. All right. That's the line you cross right into Crazyville, though. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
We know a guy who can weave those into a basket for you, too.
It's true.
It's true.
From the 323, my name is Bobby. I'm from East Los Angeles. Thing people would be most surprised to know about me is how much I enjoy ironing, says Bobby. He's an ironing man. From the 805, my secret passion is gluing things with a hot glue gun. I like the way the hot glue feels, and usually I'm crafting or fixing something, so it's fun. That's Erin from Los Angeles. Hot glue is her thing. Okay. All right, we got time for one more, Kevin. Who's it going to be?
Oh, man, I don't know. Let's try Matt in Azusa. Hi there.
Hey, gentlemen. I must say that my secret passion is the lost art of the international prank call.
Oh. You're a prank caller.
Yeah, I am. I also study them. I think it's a lost comedic art that hasn't been perfected since the Jerky Boys. I think the Victor Fuentes call should belong in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Look, I love Victor Fuentes, but I try to convince myself he's real. I try to convince myself that's not a prank call. That's a real dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? You make your own prank calls, too?
I have from time to time. I will drag out that old chestnut of calling one Chinese takeaway place and having them talk to another one, and comedic magic ensues. haven't done it as of late, being a mature adult and everything.
Take it easy with mature.
Have done that from time to time.
Do you, when you make those calls, is it enough to do them live and experience them, or do you record them to enjoy later?
I used to record them when I was much younger, and I'd play them back on an MP3 player, but now I actually just sort of make it live and then, you know, hang up.
All right. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for not pranking us this morning.
Do you know how hard it is to find somebody that knows what Prince Albert is anymore?
Why is he in a can?
Right? Wow, you got
great
problems.
Question. I'm not going to play it because it's still September, but I was dangerously close to hitting the button on Halloween Spooks right now, Kevin, which would have made the kids happy, but I know it would have made you very unhappy. The kids love Halloween Spooks. But I'm going to save that for next week when it's actually October. But Halloween is in the news right now. There's every year, by the way, and this is one of the greatest things about Halloween, is that ladies dress up in the sexiest possible costumes. And they have figured out a way to make any costume into a sexy costume. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of controversy this year already, though. There's a shop in New York called Spirit Halloween that is selling a sexy border babe costume.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a border patrol agent, but there's a sexy version of it.
Of course there is.
And right now, because of what's going on with President Trump and what's going on with the wall and what's going on with DACA and all the other things, people are kind of sensitive to anything that has to do with border crossings. People are like, this is kind of inappropriate. This is a very serious topic. You know, there are people suffering. There's a racism angle to it. Let's not turn that into a sexy border babe.
But doesn't it lessen the blow if it's sexy?
I think so. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with any kind of sexy costume, but a lot of people aren't. So we thought, let's get our bead on what's happening for Halloween costumes, particularly for the ladies this year. And let's go out to Yandy.com. You've heard us mention this site before. Ralph's a big fan of Yandy.com. They have very sexy outfits, and they are well into the Halloween season already. And a spokesperson from Yandy.com, Clark McGill, joins us on the phone right now on KROQ. Hello, Mr. McGill. How are you, sir?
How you doing? How you doing? Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween to you as well, sir.
Oh, I love the sexy costume. Don't you love the sexy costumes?
And the sexy border babe?
I love the sexy border babe.
That's sold out, I understand.
understand.
Agent Wall is her name.
Oh, I see. All right.
Put her on the uniform. Agent Wall.
Well, it's definitely working for you. It seems to be very popular, but not everybody's on board. But the sexy costumes are big every year, right, sir?
Oh, Yandy.com is the home of the sexy costume.
Right.
We have so many exclusives. We were the one last year, you remember? We had sexy Donna T. Rump. Donna T. Rump.
Oh,
remember
wow.
that? Sexy
yep.
Trump.
Sure
the sexy
do.
Trump costume.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, who could forget
who
that?
Who could forget that, right?
That was a great one.
Uh-huh.
And this year we got sexy fake news.
Oh, okay.
The sexy fake news costume.
What is now, that? What's, yeah, what's involved in that?
It's a very skimpy costume.
Right.
Covered with newsprint. And then there's a big fake across the chest.
And
okay. many of the people who buy it will have fake in the chest, too. Fake on the outside of the chest. Fake on the inside of the chest. Right? Right.
You're a man who enjoys his work.
Oh, I love the sexy costumes. We specialize them here at Yandy.
Uh-huh.
You may have seen in the news, we've got the sexy Kylie Jenner costume, the pregnant reality star costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a sexy costume and it comes with a baby bump. And so you got the bandage dress with a baby bump.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ah, right?
I mean, I guess some people will like that, yeah.
Oh, we got so many exclusive sexy costumes coming out this year. Sexy Steve Bannon. That's going to be a big hit, I think.
Oh, how does that even happen?
Yeah. It's like a sexy, it's a garbage bag, basically, is
uh-huh.
what it is.
Uh-huh.
And then you got, sexy pustules on your face.
Oh. No.
It's very sexy. Oh.
Doesn't sound extremely sexy.
We got sexy Steve Hawking. Oh, sexy Steve Hawking.
In the wheelchair, the robot guy?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the robot guy, Bean.
Yeah, but how is that? How do you make that sexy, though?
Oh, because the lady sits in the wheelchair, and she wheels.
Right.
Right?
I mean, okay.
And she's got to use her mouth to move a pointer
I see.
On a computer.
Okay.
That pointer, you don't want to know what it's shaped like, but
yeah,
I'm telling you.
That's pretty elaborate
sexy.
Costume, Clark.
We had the sexy KKK this year.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Hard pass.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's hot. It's a hot dress. It's just a sheet with holes cut out for the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and then also two bigger holes cut out
right.
down below on
okay.
the chest.
Okay.
Right?
I get it.
It's like Donna T. Rump.
Right.
Only
right.
it's KKK. And you know what else is hot? They're hot this year. Hot.
What?
Sexy. Sexy Pennywise.
Oh, no.
Now, how do you even do that?
It.
That's
sexy
a terrifying
it.
Clown.
Sexy it.
Right.
And we put a T in that name as well for the costume. Sexy T, period, it.
I see.
I don't think you see.
I think we do.
And
I think we can
when
figure
you
that.
Squeeze parts of the costume, it goes, right? Sexy, right?
Nothing sexier
What's
than that.
Sexier than a killer clown with giant hooters.
Right.
Look at the hooters on that clown.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
I feel like we've done a great disservice to listeners of the show at this time every day. Who haven't heard the latest moment with Kevin?
Oh, I mean,
of course. I mean, haven't we?
I think everyone's pretty much heard
because
it.
Because it's, first of all, science.
Right.
So it's educational as well as entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Let's spread the wealth around a little bit. Please enjoy.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat. That
do satellites
all these other...
go in space?
Yeah. Of course
Where
they
do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit. Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How could I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where let's do you think the orbit around space. A planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And by the way, the demand for the next Kevin Bean T-shirt is through the roof
All
right,
right
now.
Take it easy.
Through the roof
been
right now.
A couple
now.
Of suggestions.
There should be Kevin's head.
Take it easy.
And then like a satellite orbiting his head.
It. Yeah.
And then the question, do satellites go in space?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It designs
Let's
itself.
Let's keep working on that.
Kevin's head is a giant planet with a satellite revolving around it in orbit.
I mean, Kevin's head and giant planet. Redundant.
Exactly.
A little bit, yeah.
Kevin's head does have satellites. I've seen little things flying in orbit around its head because of its gravitational pull.
Well,
now, speaking of gravity, Kevin also
come on now.
Wasn't sure that if a spaceship went past the moon, that the moon's gravity would bring the ship back around mm-hmm. towards Earth again. He had some confusion on that issue.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Gravity turns the ship around. Yeah. That was part I wrote down where I was like, that makes me uncomfortable because what if when that doesn't happen?
Well, gravity's a constant, Kevin. It'll happen.
But yeah, what if it doesn't turn the ship around?
It's a slingshot. Right.
But what if you keep going? There's a lot of what ifs.
No.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? Of all the what ifs, gravity is not one of them.
Right.
Gravity is the one sure thing in this whole equation.
Could you get stuck in gravity, though, is what I'm asking.
Could you get stuck in gravity
around the moon?
What does that even mean?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Thank you, sir.
Who says a college degree doesn't mean something?
Right?
All right, moving on. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. What's happening?
Do not want to get stuck in gravity, man.
Right?
Because you can't get out of it.
Dangerous.
Like that U2 song.
I may have misspoken.
You're stuck in the gravity and you can't get out of it?
I think it's
just a moment.
I don't remember. Trevor Noah. Right?
Right.
I was watching Daily Show last night. Boy, is he good. Remember when Jon Stewart left? I was like, oh, I pity the bastard who's got to take over for Jon Stewart because there's no way you could hold a candle. He holds a candle.
Yeah.
He's great. He's a
very talented, funny man. He's coming to the Dolby Theater on January 20th. If you'd like to see him, I've got one pair of tickets right now to see the Comedy Central Daily Show host Trevor Noah perform at the Dolby January 20th. If you are caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067, caller 20 will get a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah. And tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. If you don't win, you can still buy tickets to go see Trevor. I'm going to go. He's funny. Also, Jim Jeffries' show last night was amazing.
So good.
What was the topic?
Gets better and better. It was largely the NFL and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
He's doing great work.
He really is. And then they talked about same-sex marriage in Australia, which was a very funny bit.
Which he's been passionate about forever, and they're finally coming up to
I'm surprised how far behind they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of sexism down in Australia. Mm-hmm. And Jim said last night, come on. He said to all the tens of Australians who are watching this tonight, vote yes on this. My mother voted yes on this, and she hates everybody. But it was a good show last night. All right, speaking of shows and television, ratings are in for the This Is Us Season 2 premiere. Mm-hmm.
That show that Omar says is the worst show on television?
I watched it for the first time last night, and it's great. Why didn't anyone tell me that?
I've been telling you since I watched the trailer of the show that this was going to be one of the best shows ever.
And
it is. Anyone that doesn't agree should get some more hugs.
12.6 million total viewers last night for that show.
Wow.
And that's just people watching it live. DVR ratings haven't even come in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy.
And if you're hitting 10, you're a smash right now, right?
Yeah.
And they're at 12. Okay.
Wow.
And the demo that they're shooting for, which is, you think it would say that in this story, but it doesn't.
Probably 18 to 49.
I'm guessing. Yeah, that's the most coveted, right? 3.8 rating in that demo, which is what they're looking for. So now to keep in some perspective, NCIS came back as well. With 13.1 million viewers.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's the number one show on television.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Come on. Right? NCIS.
Right?
And that's NCIS New Orleans, right? That's the one that's on the air now?
I don't believe so. I think it's just the OG NCIS.
Fox is absolutely incorrect!
Sorry. Okay. Because one of them had Jimmy Buffett on this week's show, and I thought maybe that had drawn some eyeballs.
Sure.
That'll get a bump.
You put Jimmy Buffett on a show, and it gets instant ratings.
You cannot watch.
What the hell?
Really, Pete?
I thought those parrot heads might have checked it out.
Hold on, really?
You think there's a Buffett bump that a show gets when they cast Jimmy?
Sure. It's pretty rare.
I will end you if you keep saying sure every time we mock your Jimmy Buffett chunk.
It's not a chunk. I'm serious. I thought there might be a bunch of people. That's the perfect age group
to tune into a show like that, they're also Jimmy Buffett fans. I thought that'd be quite an overlap.
Those people have passed out by the time NCIS comes
out. Well, maybe so.
Second night of Dancing with the Stars this week. Last night, another elimination. Debbie Gibson got the boot. Debbie Gibson got eliminated.
She was the only one on the show I knew who she was.
Apparently, Nick Lachey and Debbie were both in Jeopardy last night, and Debbie Gibson was eliminated.
They were on Jeopardy?
So it's the girl from the lady from Shark Tank and now Debbie Gibson. Mm-hmm. It's rough. It's a rough world.
How is that show on?
I guess
it does well, too.
I know.
It does very well. Yeah. So I guess Debbie can win that coveted mirror ball only in her dreams, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, are you proud of that? You want to take it back right now?
So we thought you were done, so it did come out of the blue. I thought you were moving on to another.
See, Kevin? See how much fun we're having?
Are we?
Would you like to play?
I wish I could. I really do.
And Walk the Moon has a new album coming out. Katy Perry, Walk the Moon.
Remember yeah, that? Sure.
Yeah. November 10th is the new album that's coming out. It's called What If Nothing, and it features the single One Foot, which is out now. It's the band's fourth studio album. If you're at all interested, here's a little taste of that single. Here's One Foot. Cross my heart and hope to die, taking this one step at a time. Cross your back if you got time. Oh, one foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other.
That's catchy. My favorite Imagine Dragons song.
That's catchy, isn't it?
Who is that? I'm sorry.
It's Walk the Moon.
Sorry. I apologize.
It makes you just want to watch The Lion King, doesn't it?
It is a little...
Lion King-y.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata-ish.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 53 years old today. Gwyneth Paltrow is 45. Lil Wayne, 35 years old today. Avril Lavigne is 33. Grace Helbig of YouTube fame is 32. Our own Christine Fong celebrates her birthday today. You're not going to give Christine a bell?
Is that appropriate? I felt like that might be creepy to give a bell to somebody who actually works.
What? Now all of a sudden you're drawing a creepy line?
I don't ever try to be. Look, Christine is a very attractive young woman, but I just felt like she would not appreciate a bell from me.
Well, I'll ring it.
There you go. And Meatloaf. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I don't get
Ain't
it.
No doubt about it, we were doubly blessed.
I don't get it either.
Because we were barely 17 and we were barely dressed.
Hey, Mom, like
can we get some meatloaf?
Come on.
You'd like ironically like it.
Right, exactly.
But
so you're being funny.
But have you heard him lately?
No.
He's even better now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
His voice is not what it once was.
I'll define better.
I'll grab some live meat. Some recent live meatloaf for the next show, Ben Speed.
Yes, Allie, you're telling me you're like Kevin and you don't like Paradise
by
the Dashboard Light?
I don't like meatloaf. I don't.
How can
she likes
not?
Meat. Not love meatloaf?
Oh, I love meat.
She likes meat.
Yeah. That, I just, I, yeah, it's not it good. It what sounds like someone like pretending to sing a love song.
Oh, my Lord.
It's like Jack Black-ish, but not as good.
Oh.
What about 2 out of 3 ain't bad? You don't like that one either?
I don't know what you're talking about, and I hate math.
Was his biggest hit.
I love you. I need you. But there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. Don't feel bad.
Never.
2 out of 3 ain't
never heard
bad.
That. I know that I don't love much, but I love... What is that one?
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
That's the one I know.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mm.
That's very disappointing.
That's sad.
I'm with her.
I've let you down.
I've got sad meatloaf feelings now. He's 7 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LNOC's Alternative Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Universal Studios Hollywood. Tomorrow, once again, the site of K-Rock's annual blood drive. This year, it's the Caro Boo Dead or Alive Blood Drive.
I think it's brought to us by our friends at the Flatliners movie coming out this weekend, by the way.
Today's very a good appropriate day to die.
Tie in there, yeah. And Ralph, you're going to be down there broadcasting the Showbiz Beat and everything all morning long from Universal. Fans can come on by and say hi to you starting at 5 a.m., right?
I'll be there, and I have a needle in hand. I will be taking
your
blood.
You're not the guy with
I
the
will.
Needle. Nope.
I've got a, I've got a sponge.
Nope.
And I've got a box cutter.
Mm-mm.
And what I do is I just open you up, and I just sponge you out some blood, and then I just wring it out. I wear, like, you know, Playtex gloves, but I wring it out into, like, a Ziploc bag, and the next thing you know, we ship it out.
Playtex gloves?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good
plan. Dishwashing gloves.
I don't think that's how it works at all.
Who's there every year?
I mean, you are.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Free prizes just for giving blood, including tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, lots of K-Rock gear, tickets to upcoming K-Rock shows. First come, first serve, though, no pre-signups this time around, so just plan on working it into your schedule in the morning. Free parking, though, we should mention the free parking right at the Frankenstein parking lot.
Yeah.
And like yellow ones, or are they purple?
Yellow,
okay.
And then you're at the Globe Theater starting at 5 a.m. That's tomorrow. Details at KREC.com. Time now for the Showbiz Beat.
The box cutter's clean because I lick it afterwards in between
that
each person.
Much
so,
more sense.
Worse. So it's nice and clean. You know, it's horrible, besides the idea of me taking blood, this Pennywise clown. Right, Allie?
It's why? The best. Are you kidding?
Seriously.
It's the best.
Why are we talking about this?
Because we all float down here, Allie.
You don't have to
Would
do
you like a
person.
Balloon, Allie?
It's a great movie.
It's great.
Setting box office records.
Yep.
And it's also taking fashion by storm. First of all, it's the hottest Halloween costume, as you can imagine, this year. But also, it's doing a number on fashion. Cosmopolitan's reporting that Pennywise the Clown is the hottest item for custom nail art. Instagram is blowing up with terrifying manicures of ladies' fingers that are decorated with the face of Pennywise the Clown. And the phrase is like,
"You'll float too, Allie."
Does it say Allie on the...
It does, okay. Yes. And little tiny red balloons.
Like it.
Right?
Yep.
And this is the best story. This comes out of Texas. The Hertz Donut Shop in the town of Frisco, Texas, has hired a creepy clown to deliver donuts to its customers.
Love it.
You can order a donut delivery from Pennywise the Clown. The ad says, "Who did something rotten to you that totally deserves this?"
Oh.
And Pennywise will show up with a box of donuts for them and terrify them.
Oh, my God.
Give them Allie's address?
No. It's in Texas.
I know. Like a donut, Allie.
I'm sure we can hire someone here in Los Angeles who'd be willing to deliver Allie some terrifying donuts.
Like I opened the door.
While she's waiting for her CPK to be delivered.
Right. It's Postmates. I opened the door.
But we'll send somebody there. Let's send somebody to Allie's.
I like it.
I don't like it.
Do you like a donut?
Nope.
Then give her a big glass of milk.
Why are you mean?
It's like a balloon floating around.
Yeah, I'm
her apartment.
Lactose intolerant. It's a struggle. And you're making
it. I'll float down here, Allie.
Congratulations to the new cast members of Saturday Night Live! As you know, Bobby Moynihan and Vanessa Bayer both left SNL at the end of season 42. That leaves an opening for new cast members, and they've just announced who those cast members will be on NBC. Chris Redd, a comedian and rapper who performed at Chicago's Second City. He is going to be a new cast member. Luke Null, another Chicago-based musical comedian who performed at the I.O. in Chicago. He will be added to the cast, as will Heidi Gardner, a local gal here from Los Angeles, from the Groundlings. She will be adding.
Do you know her, Allie?
She's excellent. Yeah, she's one of the main cast. She's great.
There you go. So there's your new cast members.
You know, SNL loses people every year, and a lot of times you're sad to see them go. Like, I love Vanessa Bayer, love Bobby Moynihan, I love Sashir. She's gone this year, too. But they always manage to find new people.
They do.
They turn them over, man.
42 years they've been doing it.
I mean, you think about some of the greats that they've lost. You think about losing people like Will Ferrell and Jason Sudeikis and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and people like that. And yet they still manage to be great. So.
Charlie Rocket.
I'm not sure I tracked that one. But
They lost him. He's famous for saying... dropping the F-bomb on Saturday Night Live. First guy dropped the F-bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, he lost his job shortly thereafter. Can't really do that.
So uptight.
Right? Mm-hmm. NBC, why so uptight?
We all float down here, NBC.
Why do you?
Because your look on your face when I do that is worth all the tea in China.
That's such a dadism.
I'm a dad.
I know.
It sounds racist.
Put that in the handbook when you get your babies.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, I like them apples. Today's celebrity birthdays. Stephen Jenkins is 53 years old today. Gwyneth Paltrow is 45. Actress Anna Camp is 35 as well. Nope, not as well, just 35. Gwyneth Paltrow is 45. She's 35. Lil Wayne, however, is 35. Lil Wayne. Rapper Lil Wayne is 35 years old today.
Every year, but God forbid, but every year I feel like it's Lil Wayne's last year. Doesn't it seem like he has one near-death experience about every 6 months?
Because being he drinks...
Scissorp.
You're just never going to give up on that pronunciation.
Nope.
Okay, God bless you.
I'm standing by it.
Scissorp. Avril Lavigne's 33.
Oh, so good.
Grace Helbig from YouTube is 32. Our own Christine Funk celebrates her birthday today.
Bell it,
Bean
Kevin.
Refuses to give her a bell, so we'll
I
give her one.
I don't want
to
be accused of being creepy to a coworker. Look,
too
we have to take all these sexual harassment training courses, and I don't want to be called into the office for something.
And singer Meatloaf is 70 years old today. Meatloaf is 70. I didn't have a chance to pull some recent Meatloaf sound.
But he sounds great.
He doesn't. You should do yourself a favor and punch in Meatloaf 2016 or something, and you'll get it.
At the top of his game?
Maybe it's time for him to stop.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some Meatloaf?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take your route to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. here on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Comedian Jim Norton joins us in studio. Jim Rome to talk sports. We talk.
Jim Rome is a pussy.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
We talk to Dr. Drew on Thursdays, and we've got your tickets for Imagine Dragons as well. We'll see you tomorrow.